They didn't plant any grass. We had a good stand of grass in our yard. They never did plant grass. They'd just get out and sweep their yard.
And we were city folks. They'd come up on the yard. We had to take a hoe and get them up. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we had to have them perfectly clean. Of course, we had lots of, large trees, big oaks, and things like that. But all shrubs were a long ways from the house. And there wasn't very many houses that were underpinned.
Mm. No, I don't guess so back then.
They just had those pillars, and the cells of the front part of this house, there was lots of those rooms that I told you mm-hmm. about. They're huge.
Mm.
They're not solid. They're just big trees, and they're huge.
Oh, man.
And a lot of people come here and look at those cells today because they're not men mud, I guess.
I guess not. Can't imagine so.
I'd like for you to see them.
We'll have to go out and look at them after a while.
They're just huge. They're just big logs, and they're just huge.
Mm. That's something else. We'll have to look at that for lunch.
Now, well, they saw them. And they're not very large, but those on the front are real large old logs, just huge logs.
Mm.
They sure are.
When you were growing up, one of your brothers left the door open when you went out. What would you tell him to do?
My brothers was always going out leaving that door open.
I bet. What'd you tell him to do, or what'd your mother tell him to do?
She used to call him and told him to come back and close the door. Mm-hmm.
Close the door? Mm-hmm. Did she ever tell him to do that?
Well, sometimes she say shut the door.
I'm still telling my boys to close the door or shut the door. You said you liked
it. Well, yeah, I usually had to go shut the door.
Because they were long gone, I guess.
Because they kept going.
You said you like to drive your car.
Yes, I really do.
I guess so. That's about the only way you can get around now. You used to.
I learned to drive a model Ford. And I didn't like that, though, because you'd have to shift your gears, and so I liked the automatic kind. But it was a touring car. What they call a touring car? And it had a leather top to it.
Oh.
No heat. And no air conditioning. And it had leather curtains. We'd have to snap them on, in the winter. But you sure couldn't get them snapped on in the summer if you was caught out in the rain. So you just got real soaked. But that was Dad owned a Timo first, but I never did drive it. And then he got this A model touring car, and it was
a real pretty shade
of blue, and I thought that was pretty same that it went down the road.
I bet. Let's see, if you were talking about driving your car yesterday, what would you say? You're going to tell me, yesterday I my car to town. What would you say?
Well, I drive a 62 mm-hmm. Pontiac. Mm-hmm.
But if you were talking about yesterday, you were going to tell me, you were going to say, you went to town yesterday, but you were going to tell me about going in your car. What would you say?